Mishnah Hey, Kohen headed Lisa Islandess. A regular Kohen is not allowed to marry an Islandess, who is a woman who is not able to have children. Elohim Kain Yeshla Isho Vonim, unless he has another wife who is able to have children, or he already has children. But otherwise, one's only wife cannot be an Islandess. And the truth is, this doesn't only apply to a Kohen head, yet this applies to every Jew, because he has a mitzvah to have children, Peru or Revu. Now Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to a Kohen, Afal Pisha Yeshla Isho Vonim, even if he does have another wife, or he already has children, Lisa Islandess, he cannot marry an Islandess. Why? Because she is included in the category of women who are called a Zayna in the Torah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since this woman is not able to have children at all, having relations with her and marrying her is to some degree considered to be inappropriate relations, and therefore she's considered to be a Zayna, just like somebody who has had illegal relations, and therefore a Kohen may not marry an Islandess. V'achachom say, Ein Zayna Ella. A Zayna only includes the following people. Giyores, a woman who converted, Mishuchreres, or a woman who was a non-Jewish slave, who was then freed, and upon being freed, she converts. Even if she herself has not had any inappropriate relations, nevertheless, the fact that she comes from being non-Jewish, so she comes from a group of people who do not have the same boundaries and restrictions in terms of having relations with other people. And that in itself makes her into a Zayna, such that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a convert. And a woman who has had illegal relations, as we saw earlier on in the Perek, she is certainly considered to be a Zayna and forbidden to marry a Kohen.